Call the meeting of order for Building and Grounds Committee at 5:34 PM. Make motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Review construction management companies, recommendation.
Obviously, December 2nd, we met for a very long evening of interviewing those potential construction management companies. You know, this is where we talked about it. I did do the reference checks. Clint did ask the questions that we had asked. My Chromebook, my computer, there's no mouse on it right now, so I can't click on anything. I will say I took a phone call from one of, okay, I think coming out of the interviews, if I read the room correct, I think at least myself, I was leaning towards C.D. Smith. I mean, we had that discussion after. So again, I sent the same exact questions to each of the three references for the three different companies. It was very simple of, did you use this company as your construction manager? Or were they just one of the construction companies, you know, that bid on the job? Or did they manage the whole project? How was communication with them? And would you hire them again? And then I said, if you are more comfortable talking to me on the phone versus emailing the information to me, by all means, give me a call. So I took a couple of phone calls. One in particular from C.D. Smith was a very, very good recommendation, very thorough, talking about the project. Still, it's one that C.D. Smith has done in the past and is currently doing a project for them, Rosendale Brandon, and gave glowing reviews. I will say none of them had bad reviews. The ones from IMO were, they were a construction company on the project, not the construction management. For sure on two of them, maybe the third one, maybe they were construction manager, but the scope of the work, kind of like what we talked about, was they were a construction company on the job. So, yeah, again, none of them were bad. Myron's weren't. They said, yep, they were great. Work with them again. But I don't know. I still personally am leaning towards C.D. Smith.
Do we know on the UW Green Bay campus, the residential home? Do we know if they were the manager of that or if they were just?
I do not know, and I left the books in there, but they were not one that I contacted on.
I only asked because I actually had an opportunity with Leon's graduation. I talked to some of the students about the IMO construction, living there. And I even talked to Leon. Leon actually went on one of the tours that they did with the students. But I don't know if they were.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know on that project.
Everybody had positive to say about it, you know, that they were well informed of what was going on. The tours talked about like the concept of, you know, what was going to happen, when it would happen. All the students felt like they were very well informed on it.
Yeah, what was his name, Jamie from IMO?
Yep.
He didn't get back to me because I didn't hear nothing back from Clint or get any emails about as far as the safety on the kid and stuff. And they do a thorough background check and they do offer the potential for apprenticeship, well, the apprenticeships, but the walkthrough with the kids and everything too.
Yep.
So they're basically the same as everybody else.
And I heard that they do the safety screens and everything on the job and everything, so.
And just a question, I know Tom's going to be working really close with these people. Is there anyone that you worked with several of them, I know.
Yep. I think C.D. Smith stuck out to me as well. So.
Honestly, I don't, like, I think all of them, obviously they have good reputations, they, all of them.
And IMO's just a little bit more than C.D. Smith was.
Price-wise?
Yeah.
My biggest hesitation or thought behind IMO is the size of the company and the size of the job that we have. I just worry about the manpower, the ability to manage the project. It's a lot, especially at the elementary school. We know, I mean, a concern is they're going to, you know, open up walls and what they're going to find and some of those things with it being a small company. I love the idea of the small company. I love their presentation. It felt very small town, you know, I just really was like, I love that, you know, and someone's got to give them a chance and they got, but at the same time, I struggle with getting into a job and being over their head. You know, on the construction and managing all of it, not just being, you know, like a construction company on the job, but managing the whole project. That's in my head,
it's not that big of a project. Yeah, it's a $21 million project, but it's not like they're going to come in and rip all 10 spots open at one time. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you got to work around the kids. So if you're concentrated at one spot, well, what does it do if you have 1,000 people working for the company when you only need 20 people in one area? You know, to me, looking at it, I mean, obviously we don't have a good set of drawings exactly what they're doing, but to me, when you look at the rough thing, it doesn't look like that big of a project to me. A lot of that dollar amount is
it's
agreed. But on the other side of that, though, too, is Immel's experience wasn't in that realm. I didn't feel like either. They had some experience, but not in schools of this type with this scope.
And quite honestly, like, there's going to be the roofing project will be done this spring into a lot of it into the summer of 25. A large majority of the work will be done in the summer of 26, and having enough and the right people and in there to be able to, you know, complete that large of a project during that time, you know what I mean, just in the time frame, is something that I want to make sure that we can get done. You know, I mean it. If it doesn't meet timelines, that's a big deal. You know, in a school, you know.
Right. I mean, I guess it'd be easier if we knew exactly what the numbers were, because like I said, C.D. Smith, I mean, at least Immel has employees in the area, you know, so they can sit there and pull off and do a job somewhere else in the area, come in here and bounce back and forth. Would we save any money as far as, you know, travel time, hotels, all that other stuff, if C.D. Smith has to take and put these guys up in hotels?
C.D. Smith, the one talking about, like, they have a project manager come up and actually rent, like, an apartment or whatever. I mean, like, that's
but that's not something that, like, so, like, there is, they put out their schedule. That's not something that's, like, added into that later. I mean, that's
no, I
a personal
that,
decision,
that's
obviously. Yeah. Hey, girls, you can come in. You can have a seat. That, you know, obviously is their choice. And they're doing projects in the area. Obviously, they showed us all the extensive stuff of Pulaski. They just did the Marinette one. You know, I mean, so Travel, they're coming from, they're based out of Fond du Lac, but, you know, obviously their people live wherever, but.
On the responses you got, well, actually, referring to C.D. Smith, were any of the responses you got, were they the manager of that?
They were. Okay. They were the manager. I didn't, one of their references was the superintendent from Marinette. I didn't call him because I had talked to him before we even interviewed, the one where he called me, knowing that we were interviewing them. But yes, the other ones that I did contact, the other three, they were the construction manager.
Because C.D. Smith, for me, was right behind them. I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, it was the top two. So.
Yeah.
But you guys are the ones that went through the walkthrough with them, so you guys know a little bit more about it than we would.
It's really hard to read through a walkthrough. I mean, it's just you know, kind of a feeling. But, I mean, either one would do fine. I think either one could handle the project. I just felt more comfortable with C.D. Smith.
Okay.
You mean personality-wise?
Yes.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you don't have, you know, if you got a gripe and you don't have nobody to go to, you know, it's just.
Right. And like I said, you guys worked with them, so you guys would know. Like I said, I feel I have confidence in Immel. I mean, I've done the projects with them in the past. You know, like I said, to me, you look at the school as far as the size-wise, but as far as the job, it's, you know, 10 different small projects in one.
Agreed.
But
I said either one could do it. I feel like either one could do the job. I just
it's kind of a choice. I was comfortable with either one. You know, it just depends who you.
Who wants to flip the coin?
Yeah, really.
All right. Is that a recommendation?
I would just give a nod to C.D. Smith just from my own personal, what I saw of them. You know.
And C.D. Smith was cheaper, so.
Okay.
So we're going to go with?
Yeah.
We're going to run with that as far as recommendation to the board, as far as, you know, C.D. Smith being a little bit cheaper and run with that.
All right.
All right. Who wants to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Motion.
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 5:43 and a half.